Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, I think it counts. Kevin says your voice sort of counts. I don't know. We've had meetings.
I don't recall being invited to any of those meetings.
Boy, they were really good. They serve brisket, all sorts of stuff. It's great.
I always miss the food meetings.
Beverages. Excuse me, the company for the fourth straight year had the holiday party when I couldn't go.
You just don't get the hint, do you?
You're right. I don't get the hint at all. Well, that's it.
Well, listen, they asked me, they said, does Steve have the coach's show on Thursday on this day? I said, actually, he doesn't.
No, I had a game.
Right, but they didn't ask me that, so I just didn't offer that information.
Yeah, that's right, pal.
I'm your buddy.
I'll get back to you on that. All right, Bo Ryan. Bo, gone.
Gone.
Bo, gone.
Listen, I know he was thinking about it earlier in the summer and then decided to stay. And I guess one of his assistants that he kind of, to my impression was he wanted him to get that job.
That's Greg Gard, yeah.
Yeah, I assume that it had a lot. The reason he came back is because his father, Gard's father, was not well and then has recently passed. And now he feels is ready to take over the reins. So, but it was just weird how abrupt it was. I mean, it's like, hey, tonight, last game. See ya. Gotta go.
It's Bo.
I mean, it's not like, hey, listen, at the end of this calendar year, I'm going to step away and let... No, it was like, tonight's it. Got to go.
Well,
it makes the skeptic in me wonder if there was more going on.
So, we'll see.
We'll see.
Well, let's talk about Bo first of all. Bo is a Pennsylvania guy through and through. He was a point guard at Chester. As I have kidded Bo personally before, I said, no offense, you're the second best point guard in the history of Chester High School. Jameer Nelson being number one. Okay. His senior year in high school, his coach was Ron Rainey. Ron Rainey then left and took the job at Wilkes. He was then joined by Bo Ryan to be his point guard at Wilkes. Ron Rainey played basketball here at Penn State. So Bo Ryan knows a lot about Penn State because his coach, his senior year in high school and at Wilkes all the way through, was Ron Rainey. When Joe Paterno passed away, people were gathered at where the statue used to be and left flowers, flame, you know, candles, whatever, as a memorial tribute to Joe. It turned out that Wisconsin was playing basketball against Penn State that week. And Bo Ryan took the entire Wisconsin basketball team over, and all of them signed a Wisconsin hat and left it at the statue. As a coach, Bo never had the most talented teams. Of late, though, that changed. Wisconsin basketball won the national championship in 1941, I think. You can look that up, but I think they won it in 1941. After that, Wisconsin was a vast wasteland for basketball for decades, where careers went to die. And then Stu Jackson came in, had a couple good years. Stan Van Gundy struggled the one year he had it. And then they brought in Dick Bennett. And Dick Bennett felt the best way to do this was to play football on wood. And that style won games for Wisconsin, but it also won games for Wisconsin 49-48, 45-44, 52-48. That's how they won games. They made it to the Final Four, I want to say in 2000, where they faced Michigan State. And at halftime, Michigan State led that game 19-18. And the NCAA was not happy with that, and thus the NCAA put a couple more rules in to really loosen the reins just a bit.
Okay.
Dick Bennett eventually left. Craig Soderberg came in, and he was the interim coach. And a lot of people thought, man, Craig Soderberg in his two-thirds of a season did a pretty good job. And some people thought he might get the job. He did not. And they hired Bo Ryan. Bo had won four national championships at Wisconsin-Platteville. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is he left Platteville and took the job at Wisconsin-Milwaukee for 2 years. And to be honest with you, those were two rather nondescript years at Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Wisconsin-Milwaukee's had some really good teams. Rob Jeter's had some good teams. There, Bruce Pearl did a great job at Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He parlayed that into the Tennessee job. But Bo's 2 years were like 15, 16-win seasons somewhere around that neighborhood. But in Madison, they still hired him. He's done it differently than Mike Krzyzewski and John Calipari have. Both Calipari and Krzyzewski have both utilized some long-term players in conjunction with one-and-dones. I know Calipari gets a lot of the publicity and headlines for one-and-dones, but Mike Krzyzewski uses his fair share of one-and-dones as well. One of them's in Philadelphia now, Jahlil Okafor. Bo hasn't had that. He builds, has good teams, and builds to a great team once they get to be juniors and seniors. And that's the old-fashioned way, but that's what he's done. In the last 2 years, he's made the Final Four. At one point, Bo ran a lot of the swing offense, where all five guys at one point in the possession post up. The last 2 years, he used a lot less of the swing offense because he had better athletes and better players than everybody. He knew it, and he turned the hounds loose. He had Frank Kaminsky, the National Player of the Year. He had Sam Decker, who, like Kaminsky, was a first-round NBA draft pick. And he had a kid by the name of Duye Dukin, who was also in the NBA right now. That was his sixth man off the bench. And he also had a couple of other good seniors, a fifth-year guy in Josh Gosser, and also Trey Jackson, Jimmy Jackson's son. So he had a really good run. And I remember when he had his not-so-great moment in the postgame in Indianapolis when they lost to Duke, and a lot of people got on his case about it. I remember exactly what I said that Tuesday, the next day. And I said, those were the quotes of a guy who's in the twilight of his career, who realizes that his one and only shot went by the boards. He knew that that was the shot. He was not going to have a senior national player of the year at 6'10 anymore. He knew Decker, even though he was a junior, was going to go pro. Dukin was a fifth-year player. He knew he was going to lose him. Gosser, a fifth-year player, knew he was going to lose him. And Trey Jackson. And I think he saw that golden opportunity slip through the fingers, and he reacted to it. And I think it also reflected in the decisions he made in the offseason and what you saw yesterday, that he's hit the finish line of this thing. He did a great job there. Wisconsin's not an easy job. Bo Ryan made the job exponentially easier for the person that follows him. He's hoping that person is Greg Gard, who will now have a 19-game plus conference tournaments, so a minimum 20-game audition coming up for Barry Alvarez as to whether or not he gets to keep the job. Bo's an interesting guy, but in all the times I talked to him, I liked him very much. And if you just mention one word to him, and one word only, the floodgates of conversation would open. And that one word always was Chester. You mention Chester to Bo, the conversation flows. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, so what, the Star Wars movie comes out this week?
Yeah, yeah, comes out this weekend, yep.
You already have tickets?
I do not. I don't think I'm going to actually be able to see it this weekend, sadly enough. Because if I go to see it without Daniel, it's not going to be pretty.
Oh, well, he's not around? Or
He is. The wrestling team is in North Carolina. They leave Friday morning for Hickory, North Carolina.
No, perfect. You can just go and, it's, you know, you don't tell them about it. Just go the second time. Go the second time and, the heck.
Yeah, they'll be in Hickory, North Carolina, where he is a junior coach this year.
I have zero interest in this movie.
Oh, I know you do. I know. It's sad.
Nada. Nada. Look, we saw the first one. My wife's a big Star Trek fan. Loves it.
It's a little different than Star Trek.
So we went, I don't know, what year did it come out? 77?
78, I believe, because I think I was 7 years old when it came out.
Okay. And the two of us, look, I like almost any movie I go to. Almost any movie I go to, I like. Neither one of us liked the movie.
That's sad.
Well, everyone has their own taste.
I know. 1977 for Episode 4, A New Hope.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's what I said. 1977.
No, I was thinking it was 78. So I must have been six when I saw that in the theater. That explains why Darth Vader gave me nightmares.
I had no nightmares. I don't know. The two of us sat there and went, okay. Okay.
I saw all nine in the theater.
I saw one in the theater and none on TV.
No, I've seen all nine of them in the theater, and that includes, for those of you counting, wondering where I pick up the other three, that includes the re-release with new footage. I saw all those in the theater as well.
Oh, so you love it. It's great.
Absolutely. If I would have had any of the toys still that I had when I in the 70s and 80s, I could retire right now. I mean, you named it, I had it. I had the X-Wing, I had the Imperial Fighter, I had the Darth Vader ship, I had the Millennium Falcon. Millennium Falcon was the best Christmas ever. Santa was really nice on that one.
To each his own.
None of your kids were into Star Wars either?
I think they've gone to see it, but then no.
No Star Wars toys in the house?
No, not really. Maybe a Luke Skywalker somewhere. I don't.
Saturday Night Live did a really funny commercial. It was a toy store. It was a toy commercial for a toy store that was selling Star Wars toys, and they had all the kids' age talking about, you know, flying the ships around, and then they had these adults come in and say, or you could just leave it in the case and put it behind the window and never touch it again. It was really funny because that's the Star Wars generations right there. I mean, that's it. You either bought the toy because you wanted to keep it forever, or you bought the toy to play with it. There was no, you know, it wasn't, you know, play with it for a little bit, then put it back in the case and, you know, let it go and see what it's worth. No. If you bought Star Wars toys, you either played with them or they never got out into the air.
Again, I don't know why. I don't know why. I really don't. I'm trying to think back 39 years. But the two of us walked out of there and we're like, eh. And we had no desire to see it again. We had no desire to, none. I mean, we had no desire to see the next one. I think the next one, wasn't the next one like Return of the Jedi or
Empire
something?
Empire Strikes Back, 1980. Return of the Jedi was 83.
Well, no.
When my friend told me that Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father, we almost threw him out of the lunchroom. I mean, that's a spoiler you just don't give somebody that hasn't seen the movie yet.
Santa, all of these wish lists say they want a new Kia.
No worries, Jingle. It's the Holidays on Us sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia. I wanna see ya.
Sunbury Motors Kia can fill everyone's wish list with a new Kia. It's Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. Just listen to this gift from Sunbury Motors Kia. No payments until May. You heard right, May. Plus 0% financing for up to 66 months on 2015 Optimus and 2016 Serenos, Sportages, Souls, and Fortes. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So go ahead, overspend on presents for the family, because you'll still be able to get a brand new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia with 0% financing and Sunbury Motors' incredible price. And not have to make a payment until May.
The holidays are on us.
At Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, retailer or go to kia.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I am the father.
What a great Alec Guinness moment. All right.
Was it Alec Guinness?
Who was it? James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones.
Who cares?
Luke.
Well, there'll be one extra seat in the theater. I'm not going.
It's one less ticket to have to fight for this weekend, folks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because I have no interest at all in it. Zero. And it has nothing to do with anybody who loves it. You love it, go for it. Enjoy it. Have a great time. It's part of your interest, part of your wheelhouse. Have a great time. I don't get it, but that's okay. It doesn't matter whether I get it or not. I just don't. There's nothing. And you love it. You eat up every second of it. And
I don't know why. You asked me that one time. You said, why do you like it, Smile? I have no idea.
Well, there has to be some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't pinpoint it. So
it can't be character development. That's for sure. the one I watched at the depth of a puddle, but I mean, like, okay. Time now for this day
depth
in sports.
Of a puddle?
Yeah.
Time for this day in sports history.
Okay, it wasn't as if we were watching 12 Angry Men. I mean, come on. Oh. Excuse me. You think Star Wars is deep?
Yes. Extremely.
Really? Oh. No wonder ISIS thinks they can get us.
Just go with today in sports history.
The Dolphins became the first NFL team to go unbeaten and untied in a 14-game regular season in 1972. 73, O.J. Simpson broke Jim Brown's single-season rushing record, which had been 1,863 yards. He ended up with 2,003 in a game at Shea Stadium against the Jets. They carried him off the field. There was always a great picture in Bud Tallman's office when Bud was here at Penn State. And Bud's the one that was the one in charge of hiring me to do football here at Penn State. The picture was of Bud and OJ in the locker room at Shea Stadium. And the picture was taken because they were waiting for the game to end after he had cracked 2,000 yards. Roger Staubach, 1979, played his last regular season game. The Cowboys came from behind, typical, to win the game in the last 5 minutes. Typical Roger Staubach day at the office. Great, great quarterback. Another great quarterback, Warren Moon, 1990. Houston Oilers threw for 527 yards against the Chiefs.
Very successful Canadian career as well.
Five Grey Cups in a row with the Edmonton Eskimos.
Did he win more than Flutie?
I'm not sure. I think Flutie won four. Maybe they have five each. Flutie was with the British Columbia Lions for a long time. 1995, Fox TV aired a fight between Mike Tyson and Buster Mathis. Tyson knocked Mathis out in the third round. The fight brought in Fox's highest Nielsen rating to date. And in 2001, an instant replay decision led to a bottle-throwing melee in a game between the Browns and the Jags. The decision disallowed a touchdown catch by the Browns with 48 seconds left in the game, and the Jags won it 15-10. Okay, what makes Star Wars deep? Is it the lightsabers, the chases, the goofball characters?
It's the inner conflict between good and evil, and choosing as you become an adult and choosing the path that you want to follow.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
The peer pressure and the ease of going to the dark side as opposed to actually doing the right thing.
Sounds like Harry
Potter.
What the
heck was that? There's a lot. I was going to say, if that was shooting, we're in trouble. There's a lot of parallels. I think you could make a lot of parallels between Star Wars and Harry Potter as far as good and evil choices.
Absolutely. You've got to be kidding me. It's no Ben-Hur, okay?
Dude, you're in the minority. Sorry.
Oh, I know.
But you are in the minority in this one.
I know I'm in the minority. But I saw the first one, and it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
$4.05 billion that Disney paid
that
might disagree with you.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, ESPN pays $1.5 billion a year for Monday Night Football. So that's $3.8 billion over 2 years.
And that's pretty popular.
That's $5.7 billion. Yeah, guess which has a greater return?
Star Wars. There's no merchandising for Monday Night Football.
You make back your $1.9 billion.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say you don't make it back, but there's no merchandising in Monday Night Football. When was the last time you saw somebody wearing a Monday Night Football t-shirt?
You make back your $1.9 billion. Right? You don't make $1.91 in advertising. Hey, we did it. We made $1.91. We made a profit. No. That's not how it works.
I have a question for you. I have a football question for you.
Sure. Have a good time, by the way.
Thank you. When I finally do get to see it, it'll be exciting. Will Georgia have any member of their coaching staff still be there that was there at the end of the for the bowl game that was there at the end of the season?
Well, obviously, McClendon was the wide receivers coach. He's the interim head coach. Shear is the outside linebackers coach. He'll be the defensive coordinator. Lilly's the tight ends coach. He's going to be the offensive coordinator.
And you have a head coach, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, the linebackers coach, all gone.
Right. Yep.
I mean, does that mess with a football team?
Sure. I mean, it creates instability. I mean, I watched it firsthand, seeing instability happen in front of me. Yeah, I saw it. I think it led to an incident that cost Penn State any chance of winning the Ticket City Bowl because it wasn't handled right by the staff. And that was the McGloin-Curtis Drake incident. If that thing were nipped in the bud in the practice field as I watched it play out in front of me, I mean, I've seen that happen before. I mean, Floyd, the outside linebacker, has already said he's going to the NFL. So, I mean, it does cause that. But, I mean, they have great. I watch the tape. This is what I see in the tape. I think Mitchell's a good wideout. I think the freshman Godwin is Terry Godwin has a chance to be really good for them. Tight ends are okay. They try to force feed the ball a little bit to Smith, the other wide house kick return guy. He's good. He's okay. Sony Michel, the running back, is a really good back out of the backfield and a decent runner. He gets in the hole pretty good. And Pike, the guard, I can see why he was an all-SEC selection. He's very, very good. The quarterback is okay. He's not. He's very careful. He makes some good throws. He doesn't do anything daring. And I think the one game he had against South Carolina, he was unbelievably good. But that game with South Carolina was back in September. Steve Spurrier was still the coach. And then defensively, they're odd. They're different to look at defensively for this reason. They play a 3-4, and I think they play it pretty well. Nose tackle, I think, is pretty good. Floyd, the outside linebacker, is really good. Jeff Gainis, known one of those transfers from UAB, I think surprised everybody at Georgia with how he played this year. And he led them in tackles. And Sanders had 5 picks this year in the secondary. Good player. But their numbers are really skewed when you watch them play. You're saying, wow, you know, their pass defense is unbelievable. Yeah, their pass defense is good. Their pass rush is good, not great, but it's good. But their numbers are skewed on pass defense. You want to know why? This is where you jump in.
Why? Well, I haven't seen film, so tell me.
Yeah, you're too busy buying Star Wars toys. Come on. Because they played Auburn, Georgia Southern, and Georgia Tech the last 3 games of the year. Okay, I got to fill in all the blanks. Okay. Not one of the 3 throws the football.
I was going to say, I don't think I've seen any of those games this year.
Yeah, but I mean, Auburn throws it a little bit. But those three teams don't throw the ball. Well, you know, guess what? I mean, Penn State had one pass completion against it, against Army, for 32 yards. Needless to say, the stats the next week improved. I mean, your stats look a lot better after a game like that. When you have three in a row like that, they start to look really good. Place kicker's good. Place kicker's good. He had a good year this year. I think maybe they thought he'd be a little bit better this year. He was 17-24. But this kid's hit 5 of 8 field goals beyond 50 yards in his career. So, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, they got a lot of athletes. I mean, don't get me wrong. They've got a lot of athletes. They're good. But this is absolutely a winnable game for Penn State. Joe Moorhead met with the media today. He talked about what he likes to do. You know, he wants to attack. He loves to get the running game going, a power running game, if at all possible, and so forth. And at the same time, he also pointed out personnel dictates some of that. And that it look, no matter who you get, and I think he's an excellent, excellent hire, the bottom line is you have to execute. In fact, the other day, somebody came up to me and they asked me if I was in favor of Kevin's execution. I said, absolutely. We will come back with more in a moment.
That's a McKay line. Are you in favor of the execution? What do you think of the execution of your team? I'm in favor of it. We can't win at home. We can't win on the road. I'd like to have a neutral site. That was my favorite.
No, my favorite the execution one was always one of my favorites. Here's one of my favorites. You guys don't know great offense from a bunch of bananas. So the next week he showed up at the press conference and the entire table was lined with bananas. Walked in, he sat down, he looked at all the bananas and he said, you know what? You guys don't know great offense from a Mercedes-Benz. We'll come back.
I don't know that one. That's a good one.
We will come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Now batting, Steve Jones. That would be your walk-up music.
That's all right, because your walk-up music would be the theme to Chariots of Fire. It's not very inspiring. All right. Here he comes. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody would be standing up, though.
They're like, come on, get there. You can do it. You can do it.
Listen, first off, if I had walk-up music, it means I would be actually playing in front of thousands of fans. I would want to take my time coming up to the plate, because once I got to the plate, game over.
Oh, no, you'd be thrilled. If you just have walk-up music, you'd be the happiest guy in the place. You'd be walking up the entire side. I got walk-up music. Really? I know you. That's what you'd do. You'd be thrilled.
I've got walk-up music.
You know? And a base hit to right field, and that'll bring up Kevin Herr.
I knew that was coming. It ain't Katrina in the waves. Take a
break. Here's Herr. And he goes 71.
I'm deleting this off your iPhone. With the air, like
I don't care, baby, by the way. Come on, Kevin, step out of the box. Why? I'm happy. I'm alone. If you feel like a room. And he takes a strike.
No. Box, I'm not Kevin. Taking a strike. I'm getting up there and swinging.
Get back in the box, Kevin. Okay.
I'm taking a swing just out of self-defense. I mean, I don't want to get hit by one of those things. It'll leave a 2-foot hole coming out the other side.
Oh, God. That'd be great. Yeah. You're not going to hear this in the Star Wars movie. Yeah?
No. No.
No, does it start tomorrow night? Jesus.
For someone who hates the movie, you're obsessed with it.
No, I'm asking. I don't know.
I believe there is a midnight showing tomorrow night in several theaters, yes.
I mean, usually these things, like when they get the big opening, usually like Wednesday at midnight, Thursday at midnight, they get rolling and they've got people waiting and hanging around in lines. Well, it's one of the big events of the year.
There's no doubt.
What, we're not allowed to talk about it? Is that the thing? Or?
There might be more people waiting in line.
It's okay for Dan Patrick to talk about it, but I can't talk about it. I just want to make sure what the rules are here.
There may be more people waiting in line for Star Wars than to get in Thursday night of Thanksgiving to the shop to do some shopping.
Oh, I would believe that. I would believe that. Oh, I see Northumberland County passed a budget. Well, that's one entity that did. All right. Okay.
We have a local budget. Nothing for the state yet, but we got a local one.
Did I ever tell you that story?
I don't think so.
I spoke to a group of state legislators. This had to go back, I don't know, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. So, you know, it's a Q&A, and they're great, and I'm whatever. And finally, someone asked about Pitt being on the schedule. So I basically took the party line as to what Joe had always talked about with Pitt and basically just said the same thing just to make sure I was on the same page with Joe. And this guy stands up, and he says, well, you know what? We may do something about this. And I looked at him and I said, it just took you 102 days to pass a budget. I said, I'm going to let you be in charge of football. His wife elbowed him in the ribs.